Yeah.
Are you rolling?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I know two guys who like to eat. Cereal makes them complete. There's no cereal they can't acquire. Some not out yet, some retired.
Hi.
Wake it up, sister.
I'm here.
Welcome to Serial Killers.
Hi.
What's the matter?
My ear is just really warm for some reason.
Guess what?
What? Is everything okay?
Do you think we set the fire alarm off?
Yeah,
that was not what I wanted. These fireworks suck.
Yeah, no. These aren't great.
These are terrible sound effects. That one's called Mondo Fireworks. Seriously, what's going on? This sucks. Anyway, welcome to Serial Killers. It's episode 200, Andrew. Congratulations.
I feel like this is your perfect time to play like the royalty one, like dun 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 dun.
The fanfare. That's called fanfare.
Yeah. Play that.
Okay, I'm gonna go find fanfare.
Find fanfare, please. I would like that.
You know, it's like you pointed out though. Even though, okay, well, you know what? Here, you see, I don't know which one though. There's so many. Oh God.
I mean, you know what? That fits our vibe. It's cheesy. It's corny. It feels like a 70s or 80s game show.
Sure. Why not? Okay. So it's episode 200, even though technically it's probably episode 215 or 220.
Something weird.
I don't know. But by the numbers, as a regular episode, not bonus, not whatever, it's our 200th episode. So congratulations to us, I guess. And that's pretty much all we had planned.
Yeah.
So this is Serial Killers. It's the podcast where we talk about cereal after we eat it and we let you know whether you should or not. Oh, did I stopped like in the middle of a sentence, right? I stopped that on an upbeat instead of a down.
I'm so sorry. I feel like I just got whiplash. What's happening?
It's where we think inside the box. It's Serial Killers.
Oh, okay. Were you trying to make a joke there?
No, I wasn't. I just stopped because I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, no. Oh. I have nothing to say.
Okay. Well, you know what? In honor of our 200th episode, this is going to be an all-chocolate episode. How about that?
Sure.
You like chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, you prefer vanilla, don't you?
No, I like chocolate.
All right. We'll go with the new chocolate cereal first.
Okay, great.
Did you know there was a new chocolate cereal?
I had no idea.
Either did I, till I went down the aisle at ShopRite, and Scrunchy was pointing at it.
Oh, boy.
So this is actually from Quaker. Andrew, it's not very often that a new Quaker cereal comes around. When's the last time you heard of a new Quaker cereal?
I don't know when the last time you heard of Quaker cereal.
It's been a minute, right?
Yeah. My dad still wants to come on the show dressed up as the Quaker man.
I think he can.
Well, let's make it happen.
And do you remember who the Quaker guy was?
Mr. Oates?
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, that guy.
Yes, Wilford Brimley. And it was just his birthday. Somebody called me out because I did not wish Wilford Brimley a very happy birthday on our last episode.
R.I.P. Wilford.
Very sorry.
Forever in our hearts.
Yes. So anyway, it's new from Quaker. I'm sorry, it's a little boring. It's protein granola.
Oh.
Oats, chocolate, and almonds.
You know what? This is going to be good. I like Quaker granola, so I'm going to like this.
It's very heavy.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. The yellow box that it comes in, that's like my favorite granola that's out right now. It's in a yellow box, that's all I can tell you. It
okay.
is dense. It's a heavy box.
They usually are very heavy. And again, this was something that I was supposed to do, and apparently I didn't do it. I thought I put CK in front of everything that was supposed to be like CK, but I can't find the shaking things again. You know, two of them expired. I'm going to tell you that much. They're still in the system, but they expired, and I can't see them anymore.
I don't know what that means.
This dumb thing, the date is, I can't get to it anymore because technically it's an expired file. Does that make sense? So
gotcha.
I have to try to put it back in again.
All right.
Anyway, I'm going to shake it a little bit. Scotty, shake. Yes. Shake. Shake your cereal.
Really? blew it out of the house. You should have had a live band do that.
Protein, granola, oats, chocolate, almonds, naturally flavored with other natural flavors with 34 grams of whole grains and 10 grams of protein. It's a good source of fiber, Andrew.
Say no more.
I won't.
I'm in.
Okay.
I feel like, do I have to answer that email? No, not right now.
Here's the thing. I don't see any chocolate. It's not really brown at all. Maybe there's some chocolate coating on it. I don't see any chocolate pieces.
I'm excited for this one. I think I'm going to like it.
I have a feeling you'll be taking this box home.
No, I'm not a chocolate fan of, like, cereal in the morning unless it's like a Cocoa Puff. That just feels like dessert.
This is a revelation, Andrew. All of a sudden, Cocoa Puffs are dessert?
No. I will eat that. That'll be a chocolate cereal I'll eat in the morning. But what I'm saying is, if it's like a granola with chocolate chips in it, like, that's just dessert.
There's no chocolate chips in this. You're good. There's just slivered almonds is all I see.
So it's just chocolate-coated granola.
We're going to find out in a second there, pal.
I need to hold my horses.
Here you go. Ready?
It smells nice. 1, 2, 3.
It's pretty good, and it's packed with protein.
I'm a big fan.
Little slivers of chocolate would make it better, but it's good.
I like this a lot. They make the best granola. One of the best granolas.
They do show a slivered piece of chocolate on the back.
Mm.
But that is just for illustration purposes only. 4 bowls.
This gets 4 bowls and a spoon from me.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Quaker.
Thank you, Mr. Quaker.
Does he have a name?
Mr. Oats.
No. What, you think Quaker Oats is his name?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe it's his last name. Because wasn't it like in the 1600s, like the Quakers were people?
There's a Quaker cemetery right by my house.
There you go.
Quaker Meeting House Road.
Well, what I'm saying is maybe they referred to them by like, hey, Quaker John. Hey, Quaker Barb.
Does the Quaker guy have a name? Let's see. Does the Quaker Oats guy have a name? Quaker Oats advertising dating back to 1909 did indeed identify the Quaker man as William Penn. Huh.
Okay.
William Penn is that guy.
Okay.
Like if you watch the Goldbergs, it's William Penn Academy.
Oh. Maybe he's a famous person.
Maybe they like cereal in that school. I just spilled milk all over my phone.
Oh, that's great. That's going to smell bad. Oh, I saw you got a new phone.
No, I did not.
You didn't?
You know what? We can discuss that on the next Bowl Chat. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which already aired, so just go listen to the old one. This is so gross.
We haven't recorded that one yet.
Yeah, but it'll still air before this thing does.
Yes, true.
All right,
Wait,
so let's move on.
Is that still your old phone?
What?
Oh, yeah, you still got a button.
Yeah, I love my button.
Okay, not going to ask any questions.
So thanks again to Jamie Moon, but here's where I'm questioning something. Mm-hmm. So I looked in Jamie Moon's box, and there's a Malt-O-Meal cereal in there that I could have sworn we did, and I'm shocked that we didn't.
Do you mean to go to serialkillerspc.com?
Oh, I went.
Okay.
And I looked, and it's not there.
All right.
But I don't understand. I feel like maybe we missed the episode or something. Let me go back to the box over here.
I'm ready.
And this is going to be great. Cocoa Dino Bites.
Oh, okay.
They're Cocoa Pebbles. They're literally Cocoa Pebbles because Post makes Malt-O-Meal.
That's so strange that we haven't done this. I would think that this would be right up our alleys.
That's what I'm saying. Huh. So maybe I thought we did it all this time, and that's why I never bought it.
And you just ignored it?
We did Fruity Dino Bites.
Yes, I remember those.
But here's the weird thing. See, that was back when we first started, and it was a bonus episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't even have it listed on my list of episodes. Other Scott got it somehow. So if you look at the pull-down menu on serialkillerspc.com, you'll see Fruity Dino Bites. But I don't have it on our list.
All right.
Anyway.
That's the beauty of Scott. We love you, Newman.
That's all behind-the-scenes stuff. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's Cocoa Pebbles. And here we go again with Malt-O-Meal. It's going to spill all over the place because they have not perfected the pour on a bag.
The bag really needs to be fixed.
See? Everywhere. Cocoa Dino Bites everywhere.
Well, I'd say make your mouth like a vacuum, and then just, you'll pull up old dust from when you first moved into the studio.
And fingernails, I'm sure.
The grime that's
not
stuck
mine.
In between the keys.
Anyway, so you know that Cocoa Pebbles is always a 5-bowler for me. Always. And seeing as this is made by the same company as Cocoa Pebbles, I have a feeling, but let's check it out anyway.
Did I tell you that I got something to fix my patch?
No.
I saw an Instagram ad, and it has this like little roller that has like needles on the end of it.
Okay, that sounds like it's going to work great.
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Mmm.
Cocoa Pebbles. So good.
That is delicious.
Cannot wait to drink this milk. 5 bowls.
Yum.
5 bowls.
Mm-mm.
But if I could give it more, I would. Just because I love Cocoa Pebbles.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I give it 5 bowls as well. That means it gets added to our Hall of Fame.
Wow. This reminds me of sleepaway camp so hard. Damn it!
What?
I keep spilling milk all over.
You need Jesus. It's so good.
It really is. And you know what? I wouldn't want this with marshmallows. That would just be too much.
Didn't they try and do that with Cocoa Pebbles?
They had Fruity Pebbles had marshmallows.
Yeah, it just doesn't need it. It's a good cereal by itself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way.
What?
You know what today is?
What?
I don't know. I don't even know what it's called anymore.
Indigenous Peoples Day?
Yeah, or Columbus Day.
Or
I don't know. You get in trouble for saying Columbus Day now?
I don't understand. I think so. I think it's you acknowledge both and you just move on with your day.
But whatever it is, you're mad because it's a holiday and we're releasing an episode.
Well, no, a lot of people work. Like, we're working today, technically.
Well, we're only working today because people get angry if we take Columbus Day off. So here we are.
Well, you know, tomato, tomato.
I guess.
Nobody says
tomato.
Columbus.
By the way, nobody says tomato, just FYI.
So actually, British people do.
Right, but this we're not in Britain. That's the thing.
Okay. We're not in Britain.
No, but that...
We're not in Britain. So therefore, it can't be a thing because we're not in Britain.
I didn't say it can't be a thing. It just doesn't really make sense here because no one says potato. No one says tomato here.
Well, maybe when people first got here and they had the weird transcontinental accents, they did say things like that.
You know what? Why don't you just get in the lift and get out of here?
Listen, I would love that. Are you kidding me? I love when people say lift or when they say they have a different word for apartments.
And, oh, yeah. It's called a flat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that. And they always say you're going on holiday.
That's right. Why I love Ted Lasso.
He made fun of it?
No, it's based there. It's in London.
Oh.
Or wherever, somewhere over there. Yeah.
This was really good. I'm happy it made it to our Hall of Fame. On our 200th episode, it's only fitting that we have a Hall of Famer.
But is it automatically in there just because we're both five bowls?
Yes. That's how you get a five bowler or a Hall of Fame cereal.
Hey, what do I know? I just run the show.
Yeah.
Push the buttons.
There you go.
Okay. So shall we go on to our next chocolate cereal?
Sure.
I need to eat more of this. I love the milk.
Mm-hmm.
At some point... Maybe we should have a spoonie for the best cereal milk.
Ooh.
You know?
But then we really need to start taking notes to remember these things.
Oh, it's Cocoa Pebbles, hands down.
Okay.
So it just won the award.
Can I see this bag?
Yeah, sure. You taking it home?
No.
Oh. Usually when you want to see things, you steal it.
No, I just need to... Okay, so this has... Oh, wow. This has 28 servings per container.
My God.
One cup is 170 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be what, 170 times 28?
I can't even.
What's that number?
All I can say is that's the first time I finished an entire cup with the milk, probably in years.
No, you've done it on the show before.
Okay, since we had Cocoa Pebbles, I guess, which is a year and a half ago.
Hold on. So 170 times 28.
While you're figuring that out.
Holy crap.
What?
If you were to eat this whole bag, it's almost 5,000 calories.
Who would do that?
I don't know, like competitive eating people.
Maybe we should send it to TLC and let those people eat it.
To 600-pound life people, you're saying?
Yeah, that's one serving for them.
Hmm. No, I don't think so. Nobody could do that. You're Wilford Brimley up if you're doing that.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me find it, Andrew, because you know what? It's not labeled properly anymore.
I'm almost done with this one myself, and let me tell you something. I don't usually do that. Mm.
This is not even here. What the hell, man?
Well, diabetes. All right, let's move on. Next cereal.
Oh, here it is. It's in a different category.
Diabetes.
All right. Ugh. This one's not going to be exciting at all, and I do apologize, but it's the only other chocolate one I currently have.
Okay.
When I was buying my Malm, I found this at the checkout.
Okay.
It's another IKEA cereal.
Oh, fun.
It's Hadjudarol.
What? That just sounds like a medicine.
Hadjudarol.
Hadjudarol. Use it if you have.
It's cocoa muesli.
What's the... What
with berries.
Arthritis. Hadjudarol.
Yeah. See, now this is weird because the last box we had did not say this. This says Utz certified. Look in the top corner right there. Utz.
So like the pretzels?
Utz is the potato chip company.
Oh, I know them as pretzels.
Right? Oh, pretzels. Same thing.
Yeah.
They make
or
snack
foods. Or the cheese
foods.
Balls.
So I'm wondering if they ultimately made this, but probably not because it says product of Germany.
Hmm.
But if you go to Utz, go to Utz.org, UTZ.org, buying Utz certified cocoa, IKEA supports sustainable cocoa farming. Yeah, I think one has nothing to do with the other. Utz.org and Utz.com.
Oh, yeah, this is the Rainforest Alliance.
Yeah, Utz.org and Utz.com are probably two very different things.
When you buy a coffee, cocoa, tea, or hazelnut product with the Utz label, you help build a better future.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like when you go to HelloTushy.com to buy the bidet, but make a mistake and just go to Tushy.com. Very different websites.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, oh, yeah. That's also like a Top Shop's mail brand is called Top Man.
Uh-huh. Don't go to Man on Top.
No, just you need to, I guess, maybe have a hyphen of some sort. Otherwise, you are led to a sight that's not pleasing for the peepers. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, it could be. It's there for some people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Anyway.
My peepers were not ready for that.
So this looks like another chocolate granola type cereal. They do call it muesli, which is all those grains and stuff all together.
Yep.
This one has whole raspberries, which is going to be great for your throat, coconut, and dehydrated strawberries. How you doing there, buddy?
Sounds interesting.
It does.
The box is so plain. It almost looks like what they would use in a sitcom
as, yes, like, that a, just
as like a stock box of cereal.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this looks bad.
It's the no-frills box.
Oh, my God, my nose.
What's the matter?
It's like I have a...
It smells just like a Special K with red berries. That's what it smells like.
I'm sorry, but this does not look appetizing
to me. It doesn't. When the milk hits it, it just goes everywhere.
Ugh.
You ready?
This looks nasty.
Okay, well, you know what? Looks may be deceiving, Andrew.
I don't know. I think this one, I'm judging by a cover.
Two, three. What happened?
I spilled. No. Ew.
The muesli itself is very bland. Almost becomes pasty in your mouth.
And the berries are sour.
The raspberries are so tart. They're like sucking on a lemon.
I hate that.
Let me try the strawberries.
No, don't try anything.
This is not a good mix.
That is absolute trash. Garbage, trash, dumpster. How do we go from a Hall of Famer to a no bowler? Let's get to puke face. Newman, puke face.
I'm sorry that we wrapped up the 200th episode with crap.
That is awful. That, like, who puts berries? Were the berries taste tested? Because nobody would want that in a cereal.
I don't know. Oh, here, I got this for you.
Yes, the Cereal Inferno. We brought it back just for the 200th episode. Yoink!
But I'm not throwing mine in the Inferno. I'm going to give mine one bowl.
No. I have seeds. Like, I have legit, like, when you eat a strawberry and sometimes you get the seed, I have a seed popping around in my mouth right now.
The mix of things in there, it's not the right mix.
No. Nothing would be good with those berries because, let me tell you something, they're too damn tart.
What is oligo fructose syrup? I mean, I know that's sugar, but I never heard of oligo. O-L-I-G-O fructose.
Isn't IKEA Norwegian? Could it be like Olaf?
Yes.
Olaf the snowman made this?
Sunflower oil.
No.
All kinds of
Renee,
stuff.
Renee, you can't eat this one.
Coconut.
And you should praise Jesus, you can't.
Berries, palm kernel oil,
mm-mm,
cocoa, concentrated fruit juice, white grape and apple pear juice.
See, you know what?
Salt.
That could be something to do with it as well. Like the grape juice and the white apple one, let me tell you something. The juices should not be put in.
I'll tell you one thing. It's got a whole lot of fiber, so you better get home quick.
I threw mine out like 2 seconds after I ate it, so I don't have to be worried.
Well, that's it. I'm sorry. Thank you for listening to the 200th episode of Serial Killers. Technically, not really, but we're just going to number it that. So,
yay!
So that's why there wasn't much fanfare.
Yeah.
And no confetti cannons, because they got jammed.
Oh, you said you were going to throw confetti at me, so I'm actually happy about that one.
I mean, I'll throw something at you.
No, I'm good. You don't need to.
You sure?
Yep, all good. Thank you.
All right. Please follow us on all social platforms. Serial Killers PC.
SerialKillersPC.com. You can see all the serial ratings.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out our Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You could buy a t-shirt.
You can.
You can check out places to listen. You can... Yeah, that's about it.
We haven't moved any shirts in a minute, so you know what? If you buy a shirt right now... When this airs, we'll shout you out on the next episode.
Yeah.
How about that?
Maybe we'll make a newsletter soon. I don't know. We were told to make a newsletter.
I don't understand what that is.
I don't know. We would just remind people that a new episode is out and they can listen.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how to do that. Newman, if you know how, can you contact me after this episode? Thank you.
Other Scott, can you do everything for us, please?
We love you, Newman.
Other Scott.
Whatever.
Thanks for listening. Until we see you on Wednesday with Bowl Chat.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Enjoy your week. Be safe. And thanks for listening. Until then, say crunch, Andrew.
Crunch!
Crunch!
I'm going to go get a Chipotle burrito because that was not good.
They'd make a great cereal.
Oh, no, they wouldn't.
Nope.
Some refried bean cereal.
We've had it.
That is true.